You are listening to the Big Man Rant here on GamerNode.com.
All the leaves are brown.
Welcome to the second installment of the Big Man Rant. I am Jason, Big Man Finelli, associate editor here at GamerNode.com, and I am excited. I am very excited because tomorrow, June the 14th, I leave for LA and E3 2010, the biggest video game industry trade show in the world. There is a lot of excitement leading up to this E3, especially for me and the people that I know, because quite frankly, we don't know what the hell to expect. This is one of the most wide-open years of E3 ever, for the most part. Nintendo, of course, is supposed to announce the 3DS and Zelda. That we can expect. But other than that, there's not a whole lot going on. Microsoft, Natal, but we don't know a damn thing about Natal. Sony could do anything. I have no idea what Sony's going to present at their press conference. But a lot of what intrigues me is the third party. The third party games this year are the strongest possibly ever. You got titles that range from Marvel Cap 3 to a new Assassin's Creed. A Kingdom Hearts game is supposed to be announced. It's not just recoded. Another one. EA Sports is jumping into the mixed martial arts field. There is a lot to be desired at E3 2010. With that, I have a list of my top 10 most desired games at E3 2010. First, I'm going to start with honorable mentions. I could have made this list 50 games long, but I didn't. I cut it down to 10 as best that I could, but these were the 10 other ones, the 11 through 20, if you want to call them that, that could have made the list, but this year was just too strong as far as the games that did make the list. Now, in no particular order, my honorable mentions. Golden Sun for the DS, announced last year, haven't heard a thing about it. Seems to be a trend this year. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, I'm a bit of a music guy. I'd like to see it, see what they can do with it. Fallout New Vegas did not make the list. That tells you what the quality of the list is. Deus Ex Human Revolution, a new reveal as far as games coming out are concerned. So I'd like to see what they're doing with a series that I have loved for my entire life. The new Medal of Honor. The new Medal of Honor might be my most intrigued out of the honorable mentions. If I had to put one at number 11, it would probably be Medal of Honor. Because it's a revamp of a franchise, and any revamp of a franchise is intriguing. So I'm hoping that they can give Call of Duty and Activision a run for their money. Fear 3, I'm a big fan of the Fear series. I like to see the co-op aspect of that. Okami Den for the DS. I loved Okami, and the fact that they're bringing the second one over to the States makes me very happy. A couple of sequels, Dead Rising 2 and Dead Space 2, both scary, bloody messes. Can't wait for those. And L.A. Noire. Hopefully we see a little more about that from Rockstar this year, because that's another game I'm pretty excited about. Now, for the top 10, number 10, we have Portal 2. Now, the Portal 2 party was canceled. However, I do expect the game to be at the show. Whether it be in playable format or demo or watch demo format, I don't care, as long as it's actually at the show. Portal 1 was one of my favorite games of that year. The GLaDOS, the character GLaDOS is awesome. The rogue AI who taunts you with cake the whole time, and then once you finally complete her trials, she tries to throw you into a fire. I love that. I love the entire story of Portal. I thought it was fantastic. And I really can't wait to see what the second one holds. Number 9 is Metroid the Other M. Last year, this was the announcement of the show for me. The fact that Team Ninja and Nintendo are collaborating on a Metroid title. Metroid is a franchise that really, really, in the shadow of Mario, Zelda has been neglected as like a number 3, the third child, if you will, of Nintendo. And quite frankly, I don't think that's fair. Because Metroid has been a great series from the Prime games to Super Metroid on the Super Nintendo, which a lot of people believe could be the best Super Nintendo game out there. So I'd like to see what they're doing with Metroid, get my hands on it, and see what I can see. Now, number 8, the first sports title, and I think the only sports title on my list, EA Sports MMA. I am a huge UFC fan. I'm a huge MMA fan. I have made no secret about it. The fact that UFC, the franchise from THQ, finally has some competition intrigues me. Because if EA Sports MMA comes out and knocks people out, if it's fantastic and people just eat it up, then it will force UFC to be better, which is hard to do because this year's UFC was fantastic. So the whole MMA genre rising not only in popularity in real life but in game form as well. It'll be nice to see that competition. Number 7 is Halo Reach for the 360. Now this might seem low to you Halo fans. Please don't hate me. I am just as excited about Halo as everybody else. However, the reason it ranks so low is because we just played a beta of it. We just played a beta of it, which means I had time to try the multiplayer. And because I had tried the multiplayer, I'm not going in with as many questions as I am, say, other things on this list. Because of that, my excitement is a little bit tempered. There are a couple of games that are ahead of it. I'm not saying that the beta wasn't great. It was great. I loved every second of it. But I've played it already. So I want to try. If they expand, if they show the single player, if they show some co-op or something like that, then I'm all about it. If it's just multiplayer again, I may be a little disappointed because, like I said, we just played it. So hopefully Halo will come out with a strong single player showing. Number 6, the only handheld title on the list. Well, non-honorable mention, I should say. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. Now, anyone who knows me knows that Kingdom Hearts holds a special place in my heart. There was a year for a holiday where I had asked for a GameCube, and then in passing, I had mentioned a PS2 game, Kingdom Hearts, to my family, and I ended up getting a GameCube and a PS2. It is one of the highlights of my life. It was one of the best surprises anyone has ever given me. And because of it, because Kingdom Hearts was part of the surprise, it's the franchise holds a special place to me, and it's Disney. My family, I come from a Disney crazy family. I'll be going for the 10th time in September. So Disney by itself is exciting for me. And I was a Final Fantasy guy back in the day too. So the whole collaboration was one that I could really get into easily. And now that there's finally one coming out for the PSP that looks to be able to rival the first and second as far as quality, I am hoping that it will do the series justice. I'm also hoping for a Kingdom Hearts 3 reveal, Sony, if you wouldn't mind. Number 5, Gears of War 3. I'm a big Gears of War guy. I'm a big guy of a lot of things, aren't I? I find Gears of War's story to be fascinating. Not a lot of people can say that, but I like the whole idea of monsters coming out of the ground and trying to kill you for no reason. And the characters, some people may think, oh, it's generic action movie. Not really. I think there's a lot more to these characters than people give credit for. Like Dominic Santiago, I would love to see what they do with his character now that Maria is dead, and by his hand, spoiler. I don't know how. I wouldn't be able to keep fighting, so I don't know how he is doing it. I would like to see a little bit of expansion of his character, and Marcus will probably run into his father finally. I can't wait to see that. Very, very excited for number 3. Hopefully it will wow me just as much as the first two did. Number four is Rock Band 3. Now, Rock Band is bringing in the keyboards, and I've always had a soft spot for piano playing. Hopefully it works a lot better than just a MIDI, and you can actually like chords and notes and stuff like that. I cannot wait to see what the keyboard does. Not only that, they're bringing back the harmonies that started in the Beatles Rock Band. That's always good. I'm also excited to see their new Pro controller that I'm hearing so much about. The $150, 120 button guitar. That is interesting because with Power Gig, Rise of the Sixth String coming out to compete against Guitar Hero and Rock Band this year, Rock Band is taking a good initiative to keep it to balance actually playing guitar with a simulation of a guitar. Now, 120 buttons, it looks just like strings and frets like it normally would have. But what's cool about it is, it's the closest thing you're going to get to a real guitar without actually having strings. Power Gig is an actual guitar, and not a lot of people will be able to pick that up as quickly. Well, Rock Band is buttons. So if people screw up the buttons, they're not going to care as much. Whereas a real guitar, if you feel like you're really playing a guitar, it really, I don't know, there's like a different level of stress if you can't do it. because if you can't do that, then you can't play a real guitar. There's a lot going on into it, but the whole realism aspect of this now with Power Gig versus Rock Band 3 is excellent, which I also find interesting that Warriors of Rock is going a completely different direction, Guitar Hero, and introducing pig demons and stuff like that. So I don't know what they're doing over there. I'm still intrigued. But the realism aspect with Power Gig apparently is so real that they're attracting bands like Kid Rock and Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews in a music game I thought would never happen, and Power Gig has done it. So I'm tempted to see what the relation is between those two games and whether the competition has changed from Rock Band versus Guitar Hero to Rock Band versus Power Gig. We will see. Now we're in the top three. The top three, if you know me, should be no surprise. If you don't know me, well, listen, we'll see what you think. Number three, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Assassin's Creed 2, game noty for the game of the year 2009. The fact that they are continuing Ezio's story in the motherland, Italy, is fantastic. I liked Ezio. I liked him more than Altair. I thought he had a better personality. I thought he was a little more relatable. I also like that it's completely set in Rome. Rome is a big enough city that you could probably shave off different areas, so you could basically split the city up into three or four different sections, kind of like Assassin's Creed 2 had Forli and Venezia and Firenze and all that stuff. I'm very intrigued. It will be co-op multiplayer, deathmatch multiplayer, objective multiplayer, who knows. Either way, I am ready, and I am willing to try it and see it and love it. So I hope that Assassin's Creed can wow me the way that I think that it can, and not just be another type of side story, kind of forgotten about game in the vein of Final Fantasy X2 or something of that nature. So hopefully it can wow me there. Number two is a game that I devoted an entire Big Man Rant to, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I'm a sucker for fighting games. I've been playing fighting games since I was 3 years old. One of my first games was Street Fighter 2 on Super Nintendo, and the love was built there. The new addition of Dante and Deadpool is cool. Dante should be an interesting character indeed. And Deadpool, I'm hearing rumor that one of Deadpool's ultra combos is to rip off the health bar from the top of the screen and whack the opponent with it. And the more health you have, the more damage it does. I find that to be fascinating. Another breaking the fourth wall that Deadpool is so good at. My excitement, I cannot even convey in this Big Man Rant how excited I am for this game. I hope that they took a lot of the things that made Tatsunoko versus Capcom good and put them in Marvel versus Capcom 3, so it's not the imbalanced, almost unfair game that Marvel versus Capcom 2, as much as I loved it, was. Hopefully with the balance and different characters having different attributes, I'm hoping that it's a more complete fighter. And I'm also hoping for some more character announcements next week. It looks like Dormammu might be one that you have to watch out for. Dormammu might be the final boss. I'd be okay with that. Capcom side, Phoenix Wright, you know me. I want Phoenix Wright in the game. You've heard me say it before. I'm not going to say it again. But that's number two. As excited I am for Marvel vs. Capcom 3, that is number two on my list. So what's number one? Well, there can only be one thing, really, that could beat Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Number one on my top 10 most desired at E3 2010 is The Legend of Zelda for the Wii. I'm a huge, my family, my sister and I, Zelda Ocarina of Time was our game. We played that game upside down, inside out, for days. My little sister, who was, let's see, came out in 1997, 1998, she was 2 or 3, she was born in 95. She was 2 or 3 at the time. She watched us play. She picked up the controller. That Ocarina of Time, for her, was my Street Fighter. The first game she played, the first game she fell in love with. Twilight Princess came out. She was so excited about it, she wanted to have her own Wii, so I didn't screw her game up. She's beaten Twilight Princess 8 times. There aren't many games that I can honestly say most of my family or some more people in my family than just me get excited about. And Zelda is one of them. And because of that, Zelda is my number one, top 10, number one most anticipated game of this year at E3 2010. If they announce a release date of this year close, I will be excited beyond all reasonable explanation, because there's nothing like watching a family member play a game and get just as excited about it as I do, and Zelda will be the one. My 15-year-old sister will fall over backwards for Zelda when it comes out, and I can't wait. I cannot wait. So, that is my top 10 most desired, but I'm not going to leave you at that. There are a couple of predictions I would like to make. So, I also have top 10 expected first announcements at E3 2010 of this year. These are things that won't technically be announced until, wouldn't be announced for the first time until E3, but these are things that all make sense. And this is in no particular order. 3DDS, definite. We don't know about it yet officially, but it's coming. We know it's coming. There have been prototypes all over the internet. There have been rumors about what's in it. It's coming. So on Tuesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, just be ready. Be ready for the 3DS, because it's coming. I expect a rehaul of the PSP Go, because the PSP Go did not launch very successfully. The PSP Go was kind of a failure. Not quite on the level of the PS3 launch failure, which it has since recovered from. But PSP Go, it seemed almost unessential. It seemed like, so what? If you have a PSP, there's no reason to get it. The only thing I can think of, the only reason I would get a PSP Go is if they put a code, like the way DVDs have game and then digital copy. If PSP games did that, then I might think about the Go. Because all the games I already own, I could then put on the Go and get rid of. That I would think about. Other than that, I don't want to touch the Go. I have no interest in the Go because I have a PSP. A PSP that does all the same thing. Sure, it doesn't have a 16 gig built-in memory. And sure, it's not all downloads, so I don't have to worry about carrying around all these games with me. Big deal. I like carrying games around with me. I have a carry case. It gets the job done. I'm not worried about it. So until they can find a way to get a guy like me, who already has a PSP, to jump on the PSP Go, I'm not into it. I'm sorry. It needs to be rehauled. It needs to be relaunched. If they put a UMD like side thing, where like it's like a UMD attachment, okay. I prefer the digital copy idea, but whatever they want to do, it's up to them. I shouldn't have to buy a game twice. I bought Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. If I were to get a PSP Go, I shouldn't have to buy it again. I'm sorry. Once is enough. If you can figure out a way to make that happen, Sony, I'm all about it. But until then, I don't want a part of your PSP Go, so it might be time to relaunch. I'm hoping L.A. Noire is part of the show. Like I said earlier, L.A. Noire is one of my top 20. I have a feeling it'll be at the Sony show, because it seems like it lends itself better to Sony. I also think it'll be dated for October. I also, in the same vein with Rockstar and L.A. Noire, part of me doesn't think Agent will be PS3 exclusive anymore. I don't know why I think that. This is like probably one of the stupid predictions that I'll make. But Agent, we haven't really heard a lot about it, so we don't know anything about it, and I wouldn't be surprised if they just come out and say, oh, it's on both systems now. It's not essential anymore. I mean, it's not exclusive anymore. Big deal. I think that we are going to see Respawn Entertainment's first title. I think that Respawn, the former heads of Infinity Ward, West and Zampella, are going to come out and wow us with a good first-person shooter. Whether it's set in Army, or whether it's set in maybe the future or the past, I don't know. But whatever it is, it's going to be good, and we should all be excited for it. I know I'm ready for it, because Modern Warfare 2 has become my addiction in the last couple of days. I don't know how, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I've just been playing Modern Warfare 2 like crazy. So hopefully Respawn can wow us with something like that. I think that the PS3, the Sony show is going to announce the arrival of Splinter Cell Conviction to the PS3. I think it's time that Splinter Cell not be exclusive anymore. There are a bunch of PS3 people who want to play Conviction. I hear it all the time. Where's my Conviction? Why isn't Splinter Cell on PS3? So on and so forth. I think it will happen, and I think it will happen at this E3. I think that Nintendo will revive an old franchise, whether it be Star Fox, Kirby, F-Zero, Kid Icarus. It's time. It's time for them to do it. We've gone too long without Star Fox. We've gone too long without Kirby, especially Kirby. If I had to pick one, it would be Kirby. Because Kirby Superstar Ultra still sells like crazy on the DS, so why not give him a whole Wii adventure in the vein of the Crystal Shards and 64? Which are the same thing, 64, the Crystal Shorts. Now, I have a couple of things here that a lot of people would be like, oh my God, and the world would end. But I'm going to predict them, but I'm not sure. These are iffy. Firstly, I think that Valve's big announcement is Half-Life 3. I think a lot of people think this. A lot of people hope for this. I don't see why it wouldn't be. It's the only thing I can think of that would halt Portal 2 would be Half-Life 3. Enough people have asked for it. Enough people want it. Give them Half-Life 3, Valve. Gabe, give them Half-Life 3, or they will riot. Please. I also think that Microsoft is going to throw us a bit of a monkey wrench. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to start the show off with some games, maybe Halo or Black Ops or something like that. And then in the middle of the show, they're going to showcase Natal. They're going to show the games that come with Natal, Milo, the karate game, the quiz game that I see in the trailers, so on and so forth. And then I believe that at the end of the show, they're not going to end with Natal. They're going to end with the announcement of, ready, Grand Theft Auto 5. Grand Theft Auto 4 was a huge success for Microsoft, especially with the timed exclusive downloadable content. And because of that, I think that Rockstar, because they have Agent coming on the PS3, now I'm not saying Grand Theft Auto 4 is going to be an exclusive. What I'm saying is I think Microsoft is going to be the ones to announce it because it seemed like it was a lot more successful on the Xbox than it was on the PS3. A lot more people bought it for the Xbox. A lot more people played it on the Xbox. And the exclusive downloadable content, as I said, will help Xbox land the exclusive announcement. Finally, and this is not a big thing, but I have a feeling that I might be right here. I hope I'm right at least, because otherwise I'll be pissed. I think Project Natal is going to be priced at $99.99. $100 exactly for the Natal, and then I think they're going to package it with a system and make the system $300, so on and so forth. $100 just seems right. $30 for a camera that just looked at you earlier, the Xbox Live Vision camera, which I was okay with. This one adds a motion control, which if you look at the Wii's is $55, so you're at $85. And voice recognition. Now, I don't know how much voice recognition costs, but let's just make it $15. That's $100. I think $100 is the perfect price point for what they're trying to do. I think a lot of people will buy it at $100. I don't think a lot of people will buy it at $150 like I'm hearing. I think a ton of people would buy it at $80, but I think it's undershooting it a little bit. I think $100 is the perfect price point for the Natal. I would buy it at $100. I'm actually kind of excited for it. I'm excited to see what they can make me get up and do. I really want to play that karate game that I keep seeing in the trailer where the dojo master remembers your name and tries to beat you up. I like that. I'm hoping they have that on the floor. Anyhow, I think $100 is the perfect price for Natal. Reason being, again, I'm not sure how many people will bite if it's too expensive. I think $99.99 is the perfect, perfect place for it. Well, despite all of this, despite all the prediction and the thoughts and all that other stuff, I know there's one thing that I am really excited about, and it's going to LA and seeing the industry at its best. Anyone will tell you that E3 is the time to be a gamer with announcements and previews and all the other stuff that comes with it. I know for a fact that this is one of my most anticipated events the entire year, everywhere year. I call it my Super Bowl, and this year I'm going to my Super Bowl. So there's one thing you can expect from us here at GameNerd.com. It is extensive coverage of E3 2010. Video from our resident photographer, Matt Boyle, and previews from Eddie and Zotto, me, Mike Murphy, Dan Crabtree, Tyler Cameron, and whoever else is going from Gamer Nerd that I don't remember, but I know at least those five. It's going to be a party, and we are going to be at the forefront of it, letting you know what's going on as it happens. I know me and Eddie will be in Nintendo's conference front and center with up-to-the-second updates as soon as we can. Look to GamerNode.com no further for your E3 2010 coverage. E3 extravaganza starts right here. And that, my friends, is the E3 2010 edition of the Big Man Rant. My name is Jason Finelli. Enjoy E3, and we'll see you on the other side.